Welcome to Rethink Retail, the show where we dive into the stories and strategies behind some of the most successful brands on the planet. From brick-and-mortar giants to e-commerce disruptors, we uncover the secrets to their success and deliver the keys to true retail transformation. So ask yourself, are you ready to rethink retail? The future of retail starts now.
Hi, my name is Melissa Minko. I am the Director of Retail Strategy at CI&T. We are a digital consultancy specializing in composable commerce, integrations, and solutions. And joining me, I have...
Hi, I'm Mark Messing. I'm the Vice President of Digital Experience and Loyalty at Domino's Pizza.
And we just completed a session here at NRF Big Show. We highlighted all of the key findings from CI&T's Connected Retail Report from this year, which really showed that consumers are on a very disciplined mission. They are looking to balance quality, price, and convenience in their path to purchase, and they won't settle for retailers who don't achieve those three things for them. I shared some of our AI data as well and just talked a lot about what their expectations are on the search experience, which, spoiler alert, those expectations are extremely high. And then, Mark, what all did you cover off on in the session?
I would just say, side note, that data... I am really excited to have that data for internal purposes to like convince people of things.
Yeah.
So really good. It was
Thank
really good.
Thank you.
Data.
I appreciate that.
So what did I cover? I covered innovations that Domino's has done throughout the years and what our focus is now and how we're going to use technology to basically make pizza night magic.
Yeah.
So that was the conversation.
Yeah, it was very fun. And you talked about a lot of the innovation that's happened over the last couple of years. Do you mind kind of highlighting that for people who couldn't catch the session?
Yeah, I would say like recent innovations we covered was pinpoint delivery, which is a form of delivery you can get from Domino's where you can deliver to, you know, a beach, a park, really anywhere where you can drop a pinpoint. You can get a pinpoint delivery and sort of makes it easy to navigate that drop off point with your driver. So that was one thing we covered. We covered the overhaul of our Domino's Rewards program, which has been a really big effort for us at Domino's. We're really excited about what we've launched and the impact it's had. And we covered some of our initial technologies, the Domino's Tracker, the Pizza Tracker, foundational for our business, and our suite of anywhere ordering platforms. So
that
was what we covered.
It was great. And you just mentioned the loyalty rewards program. Do you want to give a little insight into what those changes have been over the last year?
Yeah, I would say it came down to changing the name. It used to be called Piece of the Pie Rewards. We wanted to simplify it. But then also just giving people more variety and more attainability. So on the variety front, you used to only be able to get pizza. Now you can get sandwiches, sides, desserts, drinks, all of it. And on the attainability front, you used to have to order six times to get a reward. And now you get a free reward every two orders, which is really important for what our consumer is looking for. I would say in addition to that, we talked about how we launched a feature of our website called My Deals and Rewards, or a feature of our apps called My Deals and Rewards, where users can get the app and have My Deals and Rewards and be able to go and get personalized offers and deals and bonus games for loyalty and those types of things just for them in the app. And so we're really excited about that for our rewards program, but also just to be able to give people a little more value that matters more to them.
Absolutely. And we talked a lot about the importance of value because in our Connected Retail Report, price was the number one variable in driving purchase decisions. We have seen that 80% of consumers said they feel either slightly or significantly impacted by the economy. And 70% of that 80 said that they're trying to spend less because of inflation specifically. So,
yeah, I mean, the way I grew up, you got to get a good deal. It doesn't,
right.
The inflation helps, but you got to be able to get a good deal. Mm-hmm. I think we're also striving to make sure that deal is what matters to you. You know, if you're always ordering a five topping pizza, we want to make sure we're giving you a deal for that situation. If you're always ordering sides, we want to make sure we're giving you a deal for that situation. We're trying to pair that with the national offers we already have out there because value's always been a big focus for us, always been something we felt at Domino's is really important to bring to our customers.
Absolutely. Sure. And you talked a lot about delicious pizza too, because that's a very important value for you guys.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we were talking a little earlier about how pizza is fun and that's really a fun part of my job. Well, pizza's delicious.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a fun part of my job too. And I think it's like, you know, don't make it too hard. Pizza's delicious. How do we really underscore that delicious pizza in an authentic way on our e-commerce platform so that people are really inspired by what they're ordering in that moment of hunger, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah. And that was echoed in the sentiment where loyalty was primarily driven by consumers' desire for quality That was the number one reason in our survey that consumers said they would repeat purchases with a brand or a retailer. So it's interesting. I mean, you guys really hit on all three values that our survey showed consumers really care about.
I know. And we actually didn't plan it that way. And it just sort of happened. So we're singing from the same book in separate areas. And again, I think it's just really important for technology to focus on those things that matter to the customer and figure out how you win in those areas.
Exactly. So, yeah. And in addition to price and quality, we talked a lot about convenience. You mentioned the pinpoint delivery.
Yep.
You've had a few other innovations that have really spoken to convenience as well.
Yep.
Yeah, I just think the tracker, the pizza tracker was something you talked about, and that was really groundbreaking. And a lot of retailers have tried to mimic that to the best of their abilities.
And it's interesting because like convenience isn't just the way you pick up or the way you get the pizza delivered. It's like the way you order pizza now, right?
Right.
So there's sort of an arms race in my space in terms of how do we give the most convenience? And that plays itself out in user experience and UI design in terms of the little micro decisions we're making there. So if I'm, you know, watching my kids while I'm trying to order pizza, or if I'm, you know, walking home from a late night while I'm trying to order pizza
right.
on my phone, how do we make it so easy and frictionless compared to other options that it's like, well, it's just easier to order there, right?
Totally.
So that's a big part of the friction and convenience, the friction we're trying to remove and the convenience that we're trying to drive for
exactly.
people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we also talked about AI because we wanted to make sure we deserved our spot at this conference. What has Domino's been doing with AI?
Yeah, I would say, you know, a lot of people talking about AI here at this conference, a lot of people talking about AI at Domino's. Mm-hmm. You know, and I at the end of the day, Domino's has a lot of great customer data. We want to use that data to give customers the best experience for them, to give them dynamic offer experience and dynamic product experiences that are really specific to them so that they get more value out of their ordering experience. And so, you know, we're using a blend of machine learning approaches to achieve that and a lot more to come. I think My Deals and Rewards was an interesting tool for us to add into that sort of narrative because it gives us a platform to sort of, you know, really inject these personalized offers in a way that will matter to customers.
Yeah, personalization is so important. And you shared something really interesting, which was that it was the example with not deleting options, just graying them out.
Yeah.
Do you mind speaking to that again?
It's about, I think, the balance of giving people choice and customization and that control to customize something and navigate something with streamlining the choice they need to make. So when we have a deal filter and when we allow people to look at those deals or when we have people look at those deals on the page, we have a list of deals that the store offers. We auto filter based on the items in the cart, but we don't take everything away that doesn't apply because you might still have things that you might want to add to the cart. And so it's about giving them that option of, okay, these are the deals that are most relevant, but here's some other ones that are grayed out that you can still choose and customize with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I loved that you shared that because in our personalization research from last year, what we saw was that consumers don't want a website where the merchandise is filtered out in advance, just based on what they think the customer will want. They want to be the ones to filter it out themselves because they don't want to miss out on any product.
Right. So, yeah. And it's interesting because you would think, okay, we just need to make this filtering easier.
Right.
But if you don't recognize that inherent need that people have to control from step one and feel like they know what's going on,
exactly.
that you can fall flat.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And then we had some great AI data in our connected retail report as well, which just talked about how consumers are kind of skeptical of AI and they worry that it'll compromise some of the search results, that there's personal information and privacy issues. So it's great to see that Domino's is using it just in a way that demonstrates the benefits of the use immediately to the customer. So they're not fearful of it.
That's definitely our focus. I think it's if the AI is working right, you don't know it's there. And it's really about the experience you're providing to your customers and not about the technology. It's about the problem you're solving and not about the technology. So start with the problem you're solving, figure out if that's the technology to solve it with. If it's not, figure out a different technology to solve the problem. So that's sort of, I think,
exactly.
the way we think about it.
Yeah. And that was very clear. Your first slide was that Domino's is not a pizza company anymore. It's a tech company.
Yeah.
Has been for a while. And that's something that I think every retailer could benefit from.
I wouldn't call us not a pizza company.
Fair.
I would say we're a pizza company and a tech company. And I actually think that that's maybe a little bit of the shift. The more recent shift that's happening is our technology is really focused on amplifying those things that matter most to a pizza customer, right?
Yeah.
So convenience, value, those types of things. And we've always done that, but it's like there's an arms race from a technology perspective in terms of how you do that best, how you provide
Absolutely.
Convenience, value, how you highlight your food. And, you know, that's are we're really focused on winning that race against our competitors.
Yeah. And to that point, you said it's a fine line between balancing evolution and revolution.
Yep.
And I loved that. Do you want to talk a little bit about the DNA of Domino's in that respect?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we want to be disruptors. We want to have first mover advantage. That's a piece of our success. And we are always trying to figure out what are the spaces we need to be first in to just understand the space better, to move quickly, to know that platform. But you also need to recognize that needs to be balanced with your core foundational products, e-commerce products, and how do you keep leveling those up just in terms of, you know, the base user experience and make those better and better and better. So I think it's just balancing those two worlds within your planning and your processes.
Absolutely. Well, I think, pun intended, we made our presentation bite-sized for the Rethink Retail community. Where can people find you just to learn more about what's going on at Domino's?
Find me on LinkedIn, I guess.
Perfect.
Sure. LinkedIn. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
And you can find our connected retail report at cint.com, and it's spelled in the comments of this session description. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, Melissa. This was great.
Thank you for listening to the Rethink Retail podcast. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, apply at rethink.industries/podcast guest. That's rethink.industries/podcast guest. Follow us on Twitter at rethink_retail and show some love by subscribing on iTunes podcast app. Until next time.